Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. No deal. Hollywood writers are going on strike and will begin picketing this afternoon. After no deal was reached in labor talks with the group representing the studios. Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier tells us this impacts shows like Saturday Night Live.
This week's scheduled host is Pete Davidson.
As you know, the writer's strike might happen.
Oh, that's right.
So I've been working on this for like 2-3 months and they're like, yeah, well, we'll know Monday.
The main issue is streaming. 78% of households now subscribe to at least one streaming service, but the writers say those series pay less and have fewer episodes.
The WGA called the studio's responses wholly insufficient, given the existential crisis writers are facing. An awful discovery in Oklahoma. 7 bodies found on a property while authorities were searching for 2 missing teens. Sheriff Eddie Rice on the investigation.
We have no idea at this time. We're still conducting an investigation. We're still following up the leads. Still doing everything that we can just in case there's something that is left open. We don't want to miss anything.
They haven't ID'd the bodies yet, but say the search for the missing girls has been called off. Federal and state law enforcement in Virginia and North Carolina are looking for 2 men who broke out of jail about 60 miles south of Richmond over the weekend. WTVR-TV reporter Elizabeth Holmes.
Multiple law enforcement agencies have been out here all day looking for those 2 inmates who escaped from Piedmont Regional Jail. We do know that one of them was charged with killing a deputy from Wake County, North Carolina last summer. And all of this has residents living nearby on edge.
At least 6 are dead in Illinois after a dust storm caused a massive pileup on an interstate.
Illinois State Police Major Ryan Starek says nearly 100 vehicles were involved.
Approximately 30 commercial motor vehicles and 40 to 60 passenger cars were involved. This includes 2 truck tractor semi-trailers that caught fire as a result of the crashes.
The windstorm kicked up dust from nearby farm fields, which caused the blinding dust clouds on both sides of the interstate.
We have reports of more than 30 people being transported to multiple area hospitals. Injuries range from minor to life-threatening, and ages range from 2 to 80 years old.
Both sides of the highway likely won't reopen until morning. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And Canadian folk rock singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot has died at the age of 84. His publicist confirming the news to CBS. He died at a hospital last night in Toronto. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boo boo. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What is the most singular, important issue to you that you hope gets funded in our next budget? 844-967-2789. When it comes to your priorities of what you think is the most important thing in Wisconsin right now, what should be prioritized? 844-967-2789, because as expected, there's about 500 different things.
500?
The Republicans who control the legislature plan to strip out more than 500 items from Tony Evers' two-year, $104 billion state spending plan. And a lot of what's in there that they're planning to take out, I feel like is popular. And so it got me thinking as far as what did they hear in the joint finance public hearings.
Because they traveled around the state.
Traveled around. They were in Waukesha, Wisconsin Dells, Minocqua, I think Eau Claire was the fourth one.
And a lot of people came out for those, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, thinking that if you spend the time to have a public hearing, you want to incorporate what you heard. And they're voting tomorrow. And I just thought we'd spend some time going over what seems like it's going to be left in and what's getting cut out.
I have some guesses, but continue.
And so, but I would love to hear from you as you hear this list of what is making it, what is not making it. What rings to you as like, oh, well, maybe we should keep that. So let's start with what's in, because it's a much shorter list.
I'm sure.
So far, they would not remove some of the K-12 education proposals that Evers has sought for years now, including... While he was still the superintendent, some of the stuff that he's wanted. So they're not going to eliminate a proposal to allow students to spend $350 more per student in the 2023-24 school year, and $650 more per the following year, increasing state imposed revenue limits. So per pupil will go up next year and the following year. It also will not touch the proposal to increase state funding for special education costs by $1 billion. So that is a big win.
Yes.
Because there, I mean, this was in general, I think the way that special education was getting funded was not working. So state funds cover less than a third of schools' costs for special education, and it leaves schools basically pulling from their general fund to be able to cover the rest. And so, not shockingly, the shortfall is worse in districts with higher rates of poverty. And so under Evers' plan, it was the state will cover 60% of special education needs. And it sounds like that is staying in. One element of the PFAS stuff is staying in and another is not. So we'll start with the stuff that's in. They're going to keep a number of measures that would address PFAS, such as a $100 million program that would help communities investigate and respond to chemicals, 11 positions at the DNR to help handle PFAS issues, funding for statewide testing, funding for emergency measures such as bottled water, and funding for the ongoing PFAS-containing firefighting foam collection and disposal program.
There's a butt coming.
I got all this from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This was an article comprised from Molly Beck, Laura Schulte, and Rory Linnan on Friday. That's it. That is the only things highlighted, at least in that article.
That they're leaving in?
From Governor Evers' proposal that it sounds like will be left in versus everything else that I'm going to go over that they're taking out, and then they will start to add their own
special things
in there. So we're asking you, what do you want to see in the budget? Is it schools? Is it paid leave? Is it more PFAS mitigation? Is it, they're also, later in today's show, we're going to talk to Dan Schaefer of the recombobulation area. Last week, they also insinuated what's going on with shared revenue, though there hasn't actually been a proposal yet. But what affects your community the most? 844-967-2789. Because this is, we could go into any of them, but I don't want to just read it. So what's not in? Other PFAS stuff, as far as measures to address the growing number of PFAS contaminations being found around the state. So the eliminated proposals were PFAS standards, which are already much higher than, like, our standards in Wisconsin are much higher than the national standards.
Of what is allowable.
Of what's allowable. So it's a measure that would have created rules for certifying laboratories to test for the compounds. A measure that would have required proof of financial responsibility from individuals or businesses that possess or control PFAS, and a measure that would require businesses to maintain records of hazardous waste. So those are all gone.
So we don't want...
So basically, a lot of the accountability stuff, it seems like, is gone.
Okay.
Like the, oh, we'll help you once there's a problem, like the bottled water and stuff like that, seemed like that got left in. But as far as, like, standards and accountability,
you can just release anything that you want.
Yeah,
great.
So that's not in there.
That sounds like that's really solving a problem.
Adding mental health programs to schools is getting cut.
It's getting cut.
Yes, lawmakers plan to cut Evers' mental health initiatives, including funding for mental health staff and suicide prevention programs. Evers wanted to give $100 more per student for school-based mental health services, ensuring each district had at least one full-time professional focused on mental health. That will not be in there.
See, and that seems to run counter to what some Republican lawmakers have said in the past after almost every mass shooting, that it's not the guns, it's mental health. So we're not going to fund that, though.
According to this, at least, and here's the thing. So there's stuff that they could come up with their own measures, their own stipulations that could address some of these things. This is just what they were given from Tony Evers that they plan to take and bring into what they are going to start negotiating and working on. But so for now, that part of Evers' thing, not in there. This was not a surprise. They're nixing the freeze on private school voucher programs.
Oh, that was inevitable.
As far as being able, like, Tony Evers, obviously, this comes back to some of the conversations we've had with CJ, we had with Quentin last week, as far as kind of the juxtaposition between the public school people, of which Tony Evers is definitely that, and school choice vouchers and everything. And so Evers had wanted to put a freeze on vouchers allowing families to use taxpayer money to send their kids to private school. I think we all knew that was probably not going to happen. But this is also similar to things that we've talked about in this show. There, for teacher workforce stuff, lawmakers also plan to cut Evers' proposal for building the state's teaching workforce, including stipends for student teachers and grown your own programs that help school staff earn higher degrees.
Have they not read any of the reports that we've read about the teacher shortage and that this is going to be a continuing and growing problem?
I don't know, Jane.
Should we send them copies of things we talk about? I wonder sometimes.
Yeah.
Where they're getting their info from.
So we're talking about the article that came up on Friday of Republican lawmakers set to strip out more than 500 items from Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget and asking, what do you want to be funded?
Are PFAS important to you? Is controlling, you know, keeping Wisconsin's water clean? Is it about education,
or is it tax cuts? Like, do you want to see the, whether, I think originally Lamahue's was 3.5 and then it was, now it's 4.5, but do you want to see a massive tax cut? Is that how you think the surplus should be spent? Because I feel like there's this huge amount of money and everyone's talking about the different ways we can spend it, but once it's gone, it's gone.
That's true.
And so in what you know and what you care about, what say you? 844-967-2789. But also, and I don't know how many are left, but they were also, I don't think it's a priority. In the competing things of priorities for Wisconsin right now, it feels like something that should just be done versus needing to be part of the budget. And there's some other stuff that got cut that doesn't really seem budget related, but more like agenda really related, and we'll come back to it. But I didn't realize that this was in there. But the Republicans are also going to cut funding for schools to change their racist mascots. So that was originally in Evers' budget, was like, we'll give you money in order to
change things over.
Yeah. And but it was also money for financial literacy, which is also interesting because I think Republicans just are proposing a bill that you have to take a financial literacy course in order to graduate, but maybe they just don't want to fund it.
Yeah, they just don't want to pay for it.
For computer science and math programs, and they would cut a requirement for schools to carry naloxone and other medication that can reverse opioid overdoses. I'm not even like halfway through the list.
Of all the things they're going to get rid of.
The UW tuition promise we've talked about before, that this was at UW-Madison, it is a program that is funded privately. There was a proposal to extend that to the rest of the UW system to basically help students with their tuition in the last mile after Pell Grants and everything, for low-income students. Republicans are also cutting that. So that's about half of the list, and so we'll go through the rest of... Not the rest, because it's 500 things, but some of the higher notable items that are not going to be in the budget. But we want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. What do you think should be in the budget? I think schools is big. Also, paid family leave, because that got cut too. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Yes, absolutely. I certainly was in the right.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw.
Lows level off around 37
overnight under cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
What do you want to see in the budget? 844-967-2789. Over the weekend, or I guess on Friday, it was announced that Republican lawmakers are set to strip out more than 500 items from Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget. And at least, and granted, from my not always so objective point of view, it seemed like there was a lot of things that were popular that are getting cut. And now we don't know. Maybe there's parts of them, and there's a different proposal when it comes to mental health for kids and PFAS, and it will just be original instead of just adopting what Evers had in his budget. But at least for now, there's a bunch of stuff that's getting cut, and interested to hear people's reactions to that. 844-967-2789. The big one, which was interesting and I thought maybe would have a chance, is the paid family leave program. Largely because conservative anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin have come out in favor of these programs because it helps support women and new parents. And if the point is to have, you know, still have children, if you would otherwise be worried about having a baby because of your financial situation, because of your work situation, something like paid leave may actually
help
you.
Yes.
And so it was one program that actually felt like there was some bipartisan agreement, maybe not of lawmakers, but on different groups on different sides of the aisle. And it's been shown to work. There are states that have government paid leave programs, and it's basically like an unemployment tax where it's something that we all pay into. Both employers pay into it and taxpayers pay into it out of your paycheck. And then it's something that's not just for new parents. It's for if you have an elderly parent you need to take care of. But it is there to be able to take time and not have to quit your, like, make the choice between quitting your job or trying to balance being a caretaker and keeping your job, and you can still get paid, and it's not necessarily completely out of the company's
pockets.
But to no avail. What else? So some of the, not shocking, won't expand Medicaid.
Not going to happen.
Badger Care, aka Badger Care. But then there were some things that I think are popular, but also doesn't necessarily seem like they have anything to do with the budget. And I guess they do, because if there's some funding allocation that would go with them. But not shockingly, they will not be implementing automatic voter registration.
That was, because we want it to be harder to vote, Kristen. Yeah. We just, and especially for those youngsters, there was somebody on Twitter over the weekend saying, we need to raise the voting age to 21 and reinstate the draft to teach Gen Z a lesson. Yeah.
That is a great reason to do anything, to teach them kids a lesson.
Yes. So raise the age to vote and reinstitute the draft, because that is going to engender so much goodwill between you and an entire generation.
Yeah, exactly. They requiring state lawmakers to keep their emails as public record.
They don't have to do that?
They don't have to do that now. That was part of the Evers budget, and they're not keeping it.
What?
Legalizing marijuana, no surprise there. A proposal to extend bar hours during the RNC in Milwaukee next year. They don't want that either.
Wow.
So I guess they don't want to party. They don't want to party like it's 1999. what else are they likely going to cut or said they're going to cut? Go ahead.
Is no one else infuriated by the fact that they don't have to retain their emails? They're our employees.
So, and I this was just like one line item in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article. But that does surprise me that they wouldn't have their lawmakers have to keep. So it's like, I guess maybe it's if they delete them. Because I think as long as they're still, I don't know. We'll flag it. We'll come back and get more information on
that,
it, Jane.
That is just wrong.
All right. What else is in here? All right. This one's interesting. He wanted the governor wanted to create an office within the Wisconsin Elections Commission aimed at responding to misinformation, complaints, and requests for records that have skyrocketed since former President Trump began spreading false claims about Wisconsin's elections. Will not be in the budget.
No.
We already knew this one, but the plan to spend $290 million to keep the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin will not be in there. They are going to take that up separately from the state budget. And also not going to be in the budget. Evers had put in a provision about anonymous objections.
Oh, and this is another one that we should be standing on rooftops screaming about this, people.
But yeah, so basically he wanted to put an end to anonymous objections to stewardship program proposals by the Joint Finance Committee because a number of popular stewardship projects have been halted by the anonymous objection process in recent years. So it's basically where someone on the Joint Finance Committee can object to something, but they don't have to put their name behind it, and they can just stop it in its tracks.
That is so gutless. Stand by your position then. Back it up. Own it. You're the one who doesn't want it to happen. You put your name on it. You stand there and explain why or who you're connected to who doesn't want this passed. That just seems completely undemocratic to me that you can do that. That one person can do this anonymously and derail legislation. That's nuts.
So that's basically the list as it is. None of this should be a surprise because this is what they've done since Evers took office each cycle. So this is the third time that they've basically kicked off each budget cycle by stripping out hundreds of items from Evers' state budget. And so now the members of the Joint Finance Committee will begin crafting their next state budget by taking proposals from his plan, but then adding their own ideas. And the committee will begin tomorrow. So when we come back, a news roundup around the country. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. Later today, thousands of Hollywood writers will hit the picket line and go on strike. Writers from your favorite films and TV shows like this. Walking off the job after labor talk negotiations have failed and the two sides couldn't reach a deal. Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier.
10 years ago, the WGA says a third of its TV writers worked at the minimum salary. It's now half.
But studio producers say their budgets are already stretched and they can't make a profit by paying more when revenues are falling. Also playing a role in the labor talks? AI. The writers want assurances that studios won't use artificial intelligence like ChatGPT to generate new scripts.
This would be the first WGA strike since the one back in 2007. That one lasted 100 days. CBS News Special Report, I'm Stacey Lynn.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And on this rainy, cold, awful May Day. Happy May Day. But this does not feel like spring.
It's going to be better. Couple days.
I think in some areas they're getting snow.
Yeah. We're almost there. Hang in there, kids.
I'm trying.
It's Wisconsin.
I'm trying. What is the next nice day we're supposed to get? Are we supposed to be in like the 60s by next week?
I think the weekend is going to be nice.
It's 34 degrees right now.
Come on, California kids, snap out of it.
I'm fine. I wanted some sun. All right. Well, I was reading over the weekend. Feels like there's been a lot of news of different in the state level of stuff that's been going on. So I thought we'd just kind of do a rundown. But I think before we moved on, you said we had a text from the last segment.
We did. We were talking about the state budget and what you would like to see funded in this next state budget. Texter on the 262 says, as a parent and taxpayer, the best investment I hear in this budget is in public schools. Raising the revenue limit per pupil and increasing the special ed reimbursement will be huge for our public schools. Apparently, our GOP, thankfully, our GOP lawmakers realized a bullet to the heart of public education isn't a winning policy, at least not today.
Not today.
Not today.
And there were some, a lot of interesting conversations, I think, happening around schools and teachers and stuff right now. I know School Choice Wisconsin, I was reading over the weekend, which is at Concordia University. They're partnering to address teacher shortages. So they're, it's teachers who would then teach in private schools. So it's a different kind of
pathway.
Then Alan Borsick, friend of the show, wrote, there's a Cudahy school that is made the switch to phonics in this conversation around reading that we've been having. Of like the
poor reading rates.
What did he call the reading establishment? Which I was like, that's a thing. It sounds like the Illuminati. Like what's happening? The reading establishment. And so there's a lot of different stuff, which I feel like we'll continue to get experts and people who work in the field of education to come on and talk about because it's super important. But I agree. I think schools, maybe it's because of my age, but I think paid family leave is very important. I think childcare is super, super important. And figuring out how childcare is as expensive as college.
Think about that.
What are you supposed to do?
And yet, we want you in the workforce.
Unemployment rates. We got to get people back to work.
You know,
nobody wants to work anymore.
They're lazy. You can't hang around and just collect benefits. But we need to be back in the workforce. And we need you to have more children, and you're just going to have to figure out how you're going to pay for that.
It's funny. Over the weekend, I had a friend send me, and I don't think we can, because just the audio of it doesn't really work to play on the show, because part of the beauty of this video that my friend sent me, because it's basically a history of nobody wants to work anymore. And this creator went back and found news clippings of that exact quote from this year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 40 years ago. Literally, he goes back to the 1800s of news clippings of someone being like, nobody wants to work anymore. And it's incredible. I don't know how much time he took to make this, but I'll link it to today's show notes on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen because it's incredible to see. And it's the same rhetoric.
Same argument.
Again and again and again, no matter what was happening in the economy, no matter how things have changed over time. And it was a great video. But again, I mean, we've talked about this with Representative Vining when she was on the show, but it seems like such an obvious solution to me as far as help people who want to work but have kids, help them go back to work. There has to be more creative solutions around the fact that we have people who want to be in the workforce, but it's financially doesn't make sense for them to be paying. I mean, there's upwards of $1,300 a week, I heard, especially, I mean, let alone if you have more than one kid. And so the ability to justify going back to work, but still paying for your kids who are under 5 or 6 for someone to watch them. Let alone then if your kid gets sick or something happens at school and like during all the COVID stuff. And so the childcare thing seems like no matter where you live in the state, this is not an urban versus a rural thing. This is an everybody thing that people are talking about. And it's a huge problem that we have an opportunity to like have private and public partnerships on that no one seems like this does not seem to be a big enough priority in the legislature. Despite it not being a partisan issue, this is something that affects everybody. But I digress. All right. So some of the major things I saw that have happened over the last week, two big things. The Colorado governor signs 4 major gun bills. And obviously the White House was a big fan of this. But yeah, Jared Polis, Democrat of governor of Colorado, on Friday, signed into law 4 major gun measures designed to make it harder to obtain firearms. And so the legislation expands Colorado's existing red flag law to allow educators, healthcare professionals, and district attorney requests the seizure of a person's firearm under an extreme risk protection order. The other measures raise the minimum age to buy firearms from 18 to 21, impose a three-day waiting period on the purchase of guns, and make it easier to sue gun and ammunition manufacturers, reversing some of the strongest protections in the nation.
844-967-2789. Anytime you want to call and or text 844-96-PARTY. This is going back to our state budget and what's going on with the Governor Evers' budgets and what the Republicans are stripping out of it. Rob from Port Edwards is joining us to talk about PFAS. What do you want to say, Rob?
Good morning, Wisconsin. Yes, I was part of a water study of sorts here in Southern Wood County. We tried to engage all of the county supervisors to no avail. But the gist of it was there wasn't a lot of good water quality data, meaning the different pathogens, chemicals, fertilizers, on and on and on. And we tried to establish a dashboard of arrangement where you could view this onto the internet. You know, pick your location, plug it in, and take a look. What's your water quality? Well, that's kind of sort of frittered away a bit. I'm sure it's still going to go on. But the thing, the ultimate thing was to avoid dealing with PFAS and PFOS. And the gist of it is neither the Republican legislature nor, unfortunately, the good governor has established any real basis for remediation. Hmm. Once you, unless I'm mistaken, once you establish that you have these chemicals in your water source, the DNR by mandate says you've got to cap your well. You've got to provide an alternative source for water, whether it's a different well or establish an expensive filtration system or, God forbid, bottled water. We all know how much that costs.
Yeah.
And I would like to see a coming of the minds here because this issue is not going to go away. It is affecting all of us. It permeates the state in a large case. I don't know all the demographic and geographical maps and such, but the point is it's an issue, and we need to figure out how are we going to pay for this. And hats off to Josh Call for taking these large corporations to battle, but we need to hold the smaller corporations and companies and so on and so forth within the state, hold their toes to the fire, not to crucify them, but let's collaborate. How are we going to work our way out of this? We have a wonderful, we had a wonderful university system working on water quality in the state. Let's compound that. You want to create jobs? You want to bring the focus on Wisconsin? Let's put the money where the rubber meets the road and establish inexpensive but effective water remediation to remove these nasty chemicals.
Well, and Rob, it's interesting we have our next segment actually is going to be talking about some good news, because I think part of the problem with PFAS is no one's really sure how to filter them out. So there is some work being done on doing that, and we'll be addressing that a little bit in the next segment. But you make a really good point. I mean, we're just going to allow people to do this until they get caught, as a business is concerned, and then
bury the head in the sand. And we're going to pass it on to the next legislature and the next and the next, and eventually it's a game of gotcha. But you know, I'm going to be canvassing, you know, Mr. Krug and Mr. Tiffany and Mr. Teston. What is your plan? Are you merely going to just assume this is not an issue? It is an issue. It really is a health issue. And if you are just going to put your head in the sand, let's call it out for what it is. You're passing the buck. You're not addressing the problem.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really appreciate your call.
Great call, Rob.
Yep. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Anytime you want to call and or text.
Love hearing from you.
Yeah.
So going back to our little bit of our news roundup, Colorado was not the only state that has made their own new legislation when it comes to guns,
yeah.
But in Washington, they have banned the sale of semi-automatic rifles, which obviously there's already, like, the Second Amendment Foundation is already taking them to court. But Jay Inslee, the governor there, signed a trio of bills meant to address gun violence. This was last Tuesday. one banning the sale of certain semi-automatic rifles, one imposing a 10-day waiting period on firearm purchases, and one clearing the way for lawsuits against gun makers or sellers in certain cases. And it's interesting because I saw this on Twitter, but I think then I saw some write-ups on it. The fact that a Fox News poll finds that voters overwhelmingly want restrictions on guns. And it, I mean, and it's not even close. An overwhelming majority of American voters favor a wide variety of gun control measures, and over half worry that they could be victims of gun violence, according to a Fox News poll that was out last week. And, you know, we're not even going to touch, because I mostly because I have nothing beyond how unbelievably horrific what happened in Texas this weekend was with the family of five where the adults were killed and even an 8-year-old boy was killed by an AR-15 by their neighbor. Absolutely horrific. And I don't have anything more to say beyond how unbelievably tragic and terrifying something like that is. But when you think about that case, when you think about the random shootings that were happening of Ralph Yarrell bringing the wrong doorbell, two cheerleaders getting in the wrong car, a little girl's basketball going into the another court, like a yard, like all of these on top of the school shootings, because the first month so far of 2023 have been just these huge, like high profile shootings, both in schools, at fairs and the festivals in Monterey Park, California. And so many Americans now believe that they think shootings can be stopped if there was actually an effort to do so. And so it's interesting to see these two states, both Colorado and Washington. Obviously, there's going to be legal, there's going to be lawsuits, and it could end up in the Supreme Court. So we'll see how that ends up. But at least they're trying to do something, which hats off to them.
Absolutely. The continued inaction over something that's happening pretty much on a daily basis. We just had another mass shooting in Texas over the weekend.
I was just talking about that as far as what happened with the... And so... But it's interesting to see this poll come out because it's even it's Republicans now, right? It is we're getting to an impasse as far as people's threshold for continuing to put up with this. But well, I'll save some of these other headlines for tomorrow then, because guess what?
Lot to go through.
The ERA still not passed.
Oh, there's a shock.
I didn't even know this. The Senate tried to once again put the ERA or some like stipulations around it up to a vote. Didn't make it. Just still second-class citizens.
Yay!
Us. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll have some good news about PFAS, as we promised. Maybe a solution is coming sooner than we think. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 47. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to to about 32. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 55. Mid-60s Thursday and Friday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Oh, my baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She's Jane Madden-Hair. You look perplexed.
I'm pushing the wrong buttons.
Well, that all happens over the sometimes. Place it's today. Monday. It's a rainy Monday.
Like, geez, Jane, concentrate.
We're giving ourselves some grace on this rainy May Day Monday. We'll talk about it later in the... Did you have any May Day traditions?
We did not. May Day was not a thing in our house.
You didn't even in school? I remember growing up and we made May baskets in school.
Easter baskets, yes. May baskets, no. And I don't think I've ever done the maypole dance.
I've never done. I think I would be good at the maypole dance. I'm just gonna say it now. Ribbons, frolicking.
Oh, there you go.
I'd crush it. I'd be great.
You probably would.
Probably less so now. If I've had to do with kids, that's like pretty. I'd have to go. I'm pretty tall, so I'd have to like dip under a little too. But as a kid, I think I really would have
rocked.
I would have been that in competitive ribbon dancing. all right. Well, some good news, especially on the heels of Rob's call in the last segment talking about PFAS and what a huge problem it is in our state, across the country. I mean, it's just in everything. I think about this every time I put waterproof mascara on now. I'm like, just putting chemicals on my face that could cause cancer. Like, but it's not going to smudge. You know? And so it's some of the products that we use. It's stuff that's in our wrappers for our fast food. It's in everything, and it is also in our water. And the big problem has been, because it's not just one chemical.
Right. It's numerous substances.
It's thousands. And so some good news is engineers at the University of British Columbia have developed a filtration system that would permanently remove forever chemicals from drinking water. And so we're going to play some clips from the NBC news coverage of this.
Scientists, the future of water is chemical-free, and you might be shocked at just how many forever chemicals are in our tap water. But let's start by trying something different. Let's start with the good news first. Engineers at the University of British Columbia have developed a way to treat water that removes what are known as forever chemicals for good. And that would be huge news because regulators have been trying to crack down on those chemicals for years. The EPA talking about requiring utilities to take out toxic chemicals in everything from clothing to dental floss, even toilet paper. And at least 10 states already require some of that.
So then he goes on to bring on Dr. Majid Mohseni, and who is, it was his research, it's his technology, and basically he kind of, part of the clip, and the sound quality wasn't great, but part of the clip he's talking about why it's such a complex problem, but then at least let's play the clip where he says, tries to explain what their technology does differently.
We've been developing some types of filtering materials or absorbing materials, we call them, that not only can capture a wider range of PFAS, a wider range of chemicals, but also we can actually take the PFAS that are captured out and form a concentrated solution, and then we destroy them and, as we call them, defluorinate them. We break those carbon-fluorine bonds and really detoxify those chemicals.
So basically, there was a different quote from him in a different article I found that he says, think Brita filter, but 1,000 times better. And it's basically, he and his team devised a unique technique or like technology that can absorb material that is capable of trapping and holding the PFAS that's in the water supply, and then they destroy it using electrochemical and photochemical techniques. And there's other treatments currently in the market. We've obviously talked to Mayor Katie Rosenberg of the things that they're doing in Wausau, and that includes activated carbon and ion exchange systems, but they do not effectively capture all of the different kinds of PFAS, and it sounds like their absorbing media captures up to 99% of PFAS particles and can be regenerated and potentially reused. And so I have no idea how far along, like if this is actually true.
But it's going to take many studies, right?
Well, I think it's many studies, but it's also how do you scale it? Like how do you scale it for drinking water for entire cities and communities? How expensive is it going to be? Is it patented technology that is a pretty penny,
right?
Versus something that is developed as like a public good and paid for by governments. But at least the technology is there.
Well, and we're getting closer, it sounds like. But now my question is, so they neutralize all the PFAS and then they just reintroduce that water into our water systems?
I think so. It can be reused.
All right. Because I'm always concerned about the leftovers of whatever the process is. You know, you have nuclear power, there's nuclear waste.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, I don't know what they mean when they say they destroy the chemical, but poof, it's magic. It's gone.
That's so scientific. I love that. Poof.
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 But it's stories like this that sometimes make me very bullish on humans. You know, like, I don't think... When we talk about climate change, and we talked about this a little bit last week, and I said, you know, the thing with climate change is the Earth is going to be here whether or not we are. But I feel like I have less confidence that governments will get their act together and we will be able to curb the human-induced actions that are creating this. Like, we will be able to curb how much meat we're eating, and so how much, right, like cattle farms there are, or how much we're driving, or rich people will stop flying private jets and all of this other stuff. Like, I have less confidence that that is the kind of behavior we'll be able to curb enough in time. But as far as like brilliant, brilliant people coming up with solutions that can fix things, that I'm more bullish on as far as our like continued survival as a species of like coming up with new technology that actually solves real problems versus humans, the very few individuals who are better than all of us,
right,
coming up with solutions rather than the masses of us doing the right thing.
Yeah. Can't disagree with you on that one.
And so, in general, I'm bullish on the best among us. How's that for a way to close out the first hour on this rainy Monday?
That's good. That's a positive, hopeful note.
You know, us pedestrians, we're fine. But the smart ones,
they're going to fix it.
That's who we got to bet on.
They're going to fix it for us.
All right. Well, when we come back after the top of the hour news, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area is going to be here. I'm sure he has thoughts on the budget. He also, I'm sure, has thoughts on the shared revenue proposal that's not actually in writing yet. So it's more like a rumor, but always fun to get his opinion on these types of things. And we'll also see if he's recovered from that Bucks loss yet. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Where we can finally be alone. Disconnect my telephone. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. Ain't that news, ain't that good news. Man, 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 ain't that news. My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. Good news.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.